WWIB, quarter to six on a very busy morning in some ways. But maybe, hey, if you got school called off like a lot of people, then you're maybe going, hey, it's not so busy today. I can go ahead and sleep in or have the radio on in the background, whatever it might be. So good morning to you. It's time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And our friend Jason Cans on the other end of the line from jasoncans.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tuesday morning, February 22nd. We're calling it a two-for-two-nerific Tuesday. Our dearly departed brothers, Steve Snyder, on the fifth Saturday of the month would play two songs from artists. So we started off with Francesca Battistella, and you'll be glad to know we're going to Andrew Peterson next. So,
good choice.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I could pick many more than two of his songs to play, but I remember growing up, and I would listen, probably 7th or 8th grade, I would listen to WQFM out of Milwaukee, and they always had Two for Tuesday, so. Mm.
Interesting. All right.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So lots of school closings. We ran through the list, and you got Chippewa Falls, Menominee, Eau Claire, Bloomer, all over the place, and so we'll trying to get the website updated on that, but gave you the verbal information. I want to get back to Colossians. We're going to stick with it, sharing from Scripture and from your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. But I shared something on Facebook yesterday from a favorite author who I think is just so honest. And in fact, that's what I even said with the post. I said, another powerful, raw, real, authentic, vulnerable post from the amazing and wonderful Sharon Hirsch. So hopefully I'm not overdoing it, but I want to share it with you and get your reaction. So here's what she says. She says, I crumbled. I shared a prayer request from church about the impending war in Europe with someone close to me, and it was immediately politicized with wrath toward Biden, corrupt government, and immigrants. I offered a gesture toward a loved one and meant well and was accused of something other. I called a friend and never heard back. I've begun to ask, what is this energy within me that crumbles under the judgment or less than thrilled response from people in my life? Ah, writes Sharon Hirsch, yesterday in church I was reminded of another addiction. One that has been there long before I knew of alcohol. Quick hits of dopamine from Amazon or the yummy relief from eating three chocolate donuts in less than 5 minutes. It is people-pleasing. And when I don't get that immediate relief from saying, doing, offering the right thing, I go to a place of shame. And addiction doesn't create shame. Shame creates addiction. As my pastor, Peter Hyatt, said yesterday, I ask, what did I do wrong? Why do I always have to pay? Why can't I make people love me? He called this listening to the false voice of salvation, the Antichrist, Mises instead of Jesus. He challenged us to take all that responsibility that was never ours to begin with, all the self-hatred, self-blame, and self-justification from trying to please everyone, save everyone, keep everyone happy, and throw that addicted, enslaved, miserable, crumbling part of ourselves into the lake of love. Well, that would mean I'm exposed, uncovered from the cloak of responsibility, untethered to people-pleasing. I trust him, the Lord, with the relationships in my life. Isaiah 30:15, my strength will come from settling down in complete dependence on him. How about that, huh?
Wow. That is, I'm really sad, because you had sent that to me yesterday, and I wasn't able to read it for some reason.
Yeah.
That is really powerful.
Yeah.
There's so much good in that. And certainly I've talked before about being a people pleaser. And I resonate deeply with that. She had made a comment in there about, addiction doesn't lead to shame. Shame leads to addiction.
Yeah.
And that's just so powerful.
Yeah.
And how often in our lives, whether in close relationships or work relationships, do we live to try to keep other people happy rather than to, kind of hold fast to our integrity.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I've been wrestling with a lot over the last couple of years. And so that really hit me today. Mm. I'm going to have to go see if there's a way I can figure out how to access that.
I mean, I'm going to try to share it on the web Facebook page and see if that, somebody else shared it. But the thing is that, when we're so focused on the people pleasing, and that might seem good and right and even commend. And here's the thing. But your eyes are off the Lord, right? I mean, ultimately, she goes back to, I will. But if I do that, she's like, that would mean I'm exposed, right? Uncovered.
Yep.
I mean, like, real faith moves away from people pleasing and says, God, I'm going to trust you to be real here, So.
Yeah, but that's really scary.
No, it's scary. It's scary.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
You're thinking, well, people might get upset. They might not like me or, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, I mean, that was my experience. So you and I and Peggy and Ed, you know, I shared some pretty personal, emotional stuff on Saturday.
Yeah.
And that felt vulnerable to me.
Sure.
And to know that you guys still love me after that.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, it's good stuff. So,
it's about, then we're not like our real self is known rather than our fake or poser self, you know, so.
Right. Exactly.
Well, thank you for letting me share that. I'll try to share it on the Wib Wake Up Show
Facebook page.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Our buddy Jason Cans, jasoncans.com. Check out Letters to the Beloved and his others, including Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. Well, we've got a ton going on today, Caleb.
Yes, indeed. So it's a twofer, Tunerific Tuesday morning here on 2/22/22. A twofer, Tunerific Tuesday with a twist. So again, if you know our dear friend Steve Snyder, on the fifth Saturday of the month, he would do a twofer, Tunerific Saturday morning where folks could call in and request two songs from a favorite artist. So we want to do that in honor of him, but it's a little bit of a twist where it's you name the artist, we're going to pick the song. So there's a little bit of a surprise factor. What are we going to choose from the artist that you pick?
There you go. And really, today, I got to say that we're going to try to play somewhat shorter songs so we can get as many artists in as possible. And give you an idea, you can always check wib.com and see the last 100 songs we've played. But our batting order, batting leadoff was Franny Battistelli. In the two spot, Andrew Peterson. We heard from We the Kingdom, Third Day, For King and Country, Rich Mullins, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Danny Gokey, and Mike in La Crosse is asking for Love and the Outcome, so that's coming up.
Absolutely, and I see David from Mondovi is wondering about two songs from Skillets. We'll have to see what we can do for David as well. Now, also going on, quite obviously, is the WWIB Snow Day giveaway. More on that in a moment, and hopefully you've signed up at wib.com/snowday. You still have time to get over there and sign up if you haven't. It only takes a minute. But also, our Cabin Fever Scream Contest is going on. And a quick note of clarification. When you call in and leave us your scream on the Wib Listener line at 715-396-1670, you are absolutely entered for that grand prize. All right? Now, I love you guys so much. There are so many entries. We cannot possibly play all of them on the air, but just rest assured that you are entered if you leave us a Cabin Fever Scream. And you never know, we might not play it the same day you call it in. We might play it a different time of day. We might play it a different day. But you are entered for the grand prize package. And we will let you know if we do play your scream on the air. We'll shoot you a text and let you know how to get that Creation Kitchen goodie basket from Avenue Orchard, our presenting sponsor. But, I mean, I don't know if the weather makes you want to scream for joy or frustration today. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And don't forget, we've got Whitminster going on, too. So this is your last week to enter your dog.
With everything we've got going on, it's still Tuesday Trivia.
Yes. So on this two for Tunerific Tuesday morning, it's also Tuesday Trivia on the Wib Wake Up Show. And we have for you a free digital movie download of American Underdog. We can send that right to you and you can watch it today as you enjoy your snow day, because it is a snow day giveaway day at home as well. So we will send that to you wherever you might be throughout Western and Central Wisconsin. The number to call, 715-723-2555 for a free digital movie download of American Underdog. Around 700,000 Americans replace this each year. What are we talking about? Around 700,000 Americans replace this each year. 715-723-2555 for a free digital download of the new movie about faith, family, and football, American Underdog, the real-life story of NFL Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. Around 700,000 Americans replace this each year. Tuesday Trivia, what do you think?
Got our first guest. Hi.
I don't know if you can hear me, but I think iPhones?
iPhones, not iPhones. Thank you for the call. Try again. 715-723-2555. Good thinking there. About 700,000 Americans replace this each year. Not iPhones. Not iPhones. 715-723-2555. What could it be? We want to hook you up with a free movie digital download so you can enjoy that on your snow day if you get one today.
Do we want to go to a hint right away?
Sure. Why not?
All right.
Feeling generous. We're giving away a lot of stuff today.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, let's take this call first.
All right. Hi, what's your guess? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Say it again.
batteries in your smoke alarm.
Mm-hmm. Batteries in the smoke alarm. Not batteries in the smoke alarm. Around 700,000 Americans replace this each year. I think you had a better hint than I did yesterday. Yeah, what would you say?
A body. Something to do with your body.
Something to do with your body. All right. Around 700,000 Americans replace this each year. Something to do with your body. That's a big old hint. 715-723-2555. Let's get somebody a free digital movie download.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. What's your
Go
guess?
Ahead.
I think I'm still on the line with you.
All right. Well, we'll try somebody
All
else.
All right.
Thanks. Hi, WWIB.
Kidneys.
Kidneys. Not kidneys, but again, you're thinking body parts. Yeah, sure. 715-723-2555 has something to do with your body. Around 700,000 Americans replace, hear that word, replace this each year.
Good morning.
Morning. Is it knee replacement?
It absolutely is knee replacement. Yes. 700,000 Americans replace their knee each year. Great job. What's your name? What are you calling from?
This is Jackie from Eau Claire.
Jackie from Eau Claire. Did I just hear someone in the background yelling with surprise and delight that you won?
Yeah, that was Caden.
Hey, Caden. Your mom just won you a free movie download, Caden. Hey, Caden.
Yes, they're excited.
Fantastic.
Good job, Jackie. 700,000. That's a lot of knee replacements.
Yes, hang on the line for us, Jackie, and we'll get more information from you. Again, the Snow Day giveaway. We've still got a few minutes left. We have not had anyone call back in time yet. We give you 10 and a half minutes. We're still waiting. We're still waiting for our first person to call back in time, and he has 3.5 minutes left.
Hey, this is Cody from Eau Claire, and they say that an apple a day keeps it. But how many do I need to keep the cabin fever away?
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
Happy birthday. Well, one of our winners in the Snow Day giveaway won on his birthday.
Yes, Dominic Robinson from Menominee and his wonderful wife Sarah called and said, did you know it's actually his birthday? So he qualifies for the Snow Day giveaway, and it's his birthday. She says, could you just let him know how much I love him?
That's awesome.
Dominic, you are loved.
You are, I'll tell you what. Well, as we wind down our two for Tunerific Tuesday on this 22nd of February in the second month of 2022, hearing from Randy in Stanley at 396-1670, says your tribute to Steve Snyder, who did this on the fifth Saturday of the month whenever it arose, says reminds me of the many Twyla Perra songs, God is in Control, We Bow Down. He says Steve would play these beautiful Worship of the King. So from your lips to our airwaves, Twyla Paris, WWIB.
And congratulations to our fastest qualifiers so far today. Chris Solberg from Eau Claire called back in less than 2 minutes. Now he's tuned in, and he's qualified for that huge Snow Day giveaway package and wins instantly prizes from Sammy's Pizza of Eau Claire and Mycon Cinemas as well. Congratulations, Chris.